Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to NADA with Mangle, where we discuss the reasons for the NADA, you know, National Disgruntled Americans. Chris Mangle is your host for this excursion into the reasons why this needs to be fixed and who can fix them. And it all starts with Washington, D.C. and the swamp that has been fighting for its life since Trump took office. We are a proud and smart people, and we are tired of Washington, D.C. telling us we are not. NADA with Mangle is here on CNM, where America always wins. And now, here's Chris Mangle.
Thank you. And here we are today. Thank you for joining me. It is NADA with Mango, and I'm Chris Mango, your host. NADA stands for the National Association of Disgruntled Americans. I think we're all disgruntled out there. What do you think? From every avenue, every side, I think people are fed up with the status quo. I think people are fed up with our elected officials who just aren't working for us in their own states, in Washington, D.C., so there are a few things I want to go over today. And, you know, first of all, a little bit later, I will be reading a letter to the president, our good old President Trump. I think we can all agree that crime has become rampant. You know, we look at New York State. And Governor Cuomo putting in that new criminal justice reform bill. Some say it's a good thing. It levels the playing field. I'm not sure. Seeing an awful lot of return crime happening, along with those that are committing the crime, going back to jail, repeat offenders. I don't know. I don't think it's a good thing. You know, in the state of Texas and other states around the country, they do have a bail bondsman, though that is a scam in itself, basically forcing you to have to pay a third-party source to get out of jail. It's very interesting that those that can't afford to do so remain in jail in some of those states. Does it stop crime? Well, not necessarily. You know, in New York State, they just go back on the street only to do it again, it seems. What percentage? Not sure. Is it a high percentage? Now, the media, of course, is blowing everything out of proportion, as they always do. You know, they want to bring out what's newsworthy, and often not in our best interest. So they'll report on someone being released from prison and having committed a crime. Theft, robbery, murder, that kind of thing. You know, my point, I'm not sure we can all get away from crime that easily, because crime is money, unfortunately. I'd like to get your thoughts, if you'd like to call in, 646-478-5284, where you can call in about any topic you want, and we will discuss it live on this show. Furthermore, I would like to know what the American people think our elected officials are doing. What are your thoughts? Give me a call in. Should you not call in, we'll just keep going on with the show. And we have some things to go over at this point. Our court system is running amok. We have local judges in our neighborhoods, in our counties, in our states that are locking up the judicial process. And what they are doing is making sure you lose. Why? Because it's money. Money all the way through, back to the state. That's how it goes. Guilty until proven innocent. In a lot, most states, I would say. We are always taught in American society, in American law and justice, you're innocent until proven guilty. Well, that's not always the case. And that's a big problem. It's a big problem for all of us. You have a little measly ticket for speeding. They just want your money. No one cares about your background. No one cares about that it goes against you. In New Jersey, for example, they will hit you with surcharges. And a lot of states beyond that. So not only are you paying a fine, but you have surcharges. So you're paying more of a fine, and some of those last for 3 years. Is that fair? No. Can it be changed? Yes. The power of you. Everyone out there in America needs to stand up, and we need to fight back. We need to tell our elected officials, hey, we're not happy with this. That's what has to happen, folks. The power of the people is mighty, and we need to be mighty. And for some reason, I'm looking out there, and I'm listening, and I'm watching, along with a great many others, and nothing is happening. Nobody's really speaking up. Nobody is really gathering forces. Nobody is gathering forces and getting 500 people to their local courthouse to say stop, or their local state capitol to say stop, or even to Washington, D.C. to say stop. This is a travesty. We have rights. We are the people. And you cannot forget that. We the people. So we the people say enough. I'm with you. I'm with you, and I think we need to do this. And we need to stand up. Beyond that, I will never understand, and I think you might agree with me, how are you all innocent until proven guilty? But yet, I will never understand how we are guilty until proven innocent. And it seems to be the case in most courtrooms today. I mean, look at what the left has done to Donald Trump. Guilty. Guilty as charged. Guilty so much so, they've turned around to create a faux impeachment process. That impeachment process was taken against you and me. Now, the Trump family have been scrutinized dramatically. I don't know about you, but if I ran for president, I don't want my whole family scrutinized and hung the way they've been hung. Finger pointing, guilty. This is out of control. In my opinion, I think the president handled it pretty well. People put him down for his tweets. They're telling him, hey, you're not presidential. Don't be talking like that. Well, folks, under the color of law, our President Trump, found a way to speak to the people legally. And remember, it's legal. Otherwise, it would have been stopped. Now, a lot of people on the left, some on the right, are calling to stop his Twitter pages and his messages and his, you know, tweets. I don't think that's fair. Freedom of speech. Where did we lose the theory of freedom of speech? Well, if you ask those on the left in Washington, D.C., we don't deserve it. It kind of reminds me of the head of Nestle in Switzerland telling everybody in the world that we don't deserve water. We don't have a right to water. No, only Nestle. Same thing goes in Washington, D.C. We don't have a right to guns. We don't have a right to speech. We don't even have a right to congregate as people because the left says so. They don't want it. Yet they want the whole country to be in total disarray. Yeah, let's mix everything up so people overreact so we can send the military out. I'm sure they'd love that. This is their favorite thing. So don't be convinced by what you're hearing on the news. Don't be convinced by their actions and their words. Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler. Nadler I call the penguin, by the way. The penguin and the very senile Pelosi and the shifty-eyed Schiff, okay, and Mr. Smallwell, all right, these people are no good. And Sunday Schumer. Oh, that wonderful little guy, Schumer. I call him Upchuck. Why? Because these people are disgusting, and they are destroying the very fabric of the interior. And they're doing it purposely against you and against me. And they're even doing it against the President of the United States, the office of the President. When does it stop, folks? It will only stop when you stand up and say enough. How much more sugar do you want in your tea or coffee? Do you say enough, or do you just let them keep going putting as much coffee, as much sugar in your coffee or tea as possible? I think you're going to want to say stop at one point or go into a diabetic coma. You know? This is really disgusting, and I'm pretty upset personally with my countrymen and women. Though the rallies, the Trump rallies are fantastic, they're positive, they're great, they're everything they should be, and he's got the majority of the people. They're sitting here on the news saying he's got 40%, 45%. People, it's way beyond that. Our president has, I wouldn't be surprised if he has 70% of the country behind him. 99% of the Republicans behind him for the first time. I'm happy to see that. I was about to, you know, have my doubts about the Republican Party, but they seem to pull together at a very pivotal moment, and I'm very glad about that. So we have to tell these officials, even our local officials, judges, court clerks, prosecutors, stop. Stop running amok against the people because they are hurting us. So if anyone wants to call in, please do. And the number is 646-478-5284. We're going to be going to a commercial break in just a moment. Our show is 30 minutes long, not long at all, but long enough that your attention span can handle me. Be right back in just a moment.
You If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org. The Internet's official rhino hunting safari. Million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol. Six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is Chief of Police of South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds a mystery, but there's also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It's also available in digital form on Amazon, too. That's Night Owls, a Matt Joseph mystery by Robert T. Garding. Order it now.
Contacted the president several times, and this is just one more letter that I wish to read to you, the people, and to our president. Dear Mr. President, I wanted to start this letter by thanking you and your family for giving up so much of your own freedoms on the presidential journey. You have sacrificed your family and apologized publicly for your family having gone through great scrutiny, hence victimizing all. It is not fair. Trust that the good people know this. The real question is, what would a man do to protect his family? To what end is a man expected to go? What is a man to do when a system fails them? Mr. President, you are not alone in this sense, as there are millions of good fathers who have taken on much the same battle and have lost. It is obvious your love for your children and grandchildren. The protection of the continuity of your family is paramount. It is plainly noted amongst all of the fathers who have voted for you. Their preservation of the family unit is at a pinnacle point in American society. It seems that the powers that be in Washington, D.C. and throughout the states are desperately trying to destroy the American family as well as their children. To no end are the family courts, its judges, prosecutors, secretary of states, as well as officials, and offices of governors, along with the Department of Health and Human Services and Family Services, kidnapping, trafficking, and selling off through adoption American children. Furthermore, billions of federal American taxpayer dollars are funneled to the states in order to do this. This is a crime that has become unimaginable. There is no oversight on this in any way, shape, or form. The amount of American children taken into custody is extraordinary. It nets a state quite a large amount of money to its coffers. American families have no chance of fighting to save their families, as family court judges have locked up the court system, so 98% of cases dealing with family services lose their children. State-appointed attorneys given to the families work for the state and not for the families, another crime of sorts. I was close to five American children whose ages ranged from newborn to 8 years old that were taken by social workers with sheriffs without warrants or having charged the parents with any crime. This happened in the state of Texas. Personally, I have written to you directly several times asking for your help on this situation. This is a very common situation when it comes to American families throughout the United States. I'm in disbelief that this could possibly be happening inside our country. Mr. President, I need you to hear me, and we must talk further about this huge debacle, which will cost millions of Americans their families. Children are being abused, drugged up, physically and mentally tortured, raped, and most oftentimes destroyed by the actions of social workers and governmental agencies. It is criminal. The trafficking of American children is that of a number that is astronomical. The agencies, governmental, and its employees are responsible for this dilemma. Those five children have been missing and kidnapped illegally since 2015. Because of child anonymity laws, these children are most often never found again by their families. We've yet to know if these children are safe or being taken care of properly. Mr. President, I am asking you to pardon this family and their children so they can come home to a family that loves them and be taken care of the way they should be. They should have never been taken in the first place, and the family unit has been utterly destroyed. This needs to happen for this family and every American family who has been affected by this gross malfeasance of justice. My hope is that you reach out to me so we can speak further on this American atrocity of epidemic proportions. The 1997 ASPA Act set forth by the Clinton administration and Congress is responsible for this crime against humanity and American children in the United States of America. The disturbing fact is that those who passed this genocidal bill have families, their own children. Were they really thinking of them when they passed this bill? I will say not one thought or even a care about them. This article needs to be removed entirely. The Social Security Act needs to be revamped, as those in power made sure this article was intertwined with that act. Your gracious eyes of advocacy towards the broken hearts of the American families will give fathers the arms to defend their families and this great nation so that it can be great again. Reach out to your people. Respectfully yours, Chris Mango. That was my letter to the president, amongst many others. And I am just astounded at how many families I have met throughout the state of Texas who have lost their children. A lot of them illegally, most of them. Not by procedure, not by law, by those that think they are above the law. So people, if you're out there and you've been affected, reach out to me. You can write me at nottawithmango@gmail.com. That's nottawithmango@gmail.com. We all need to gather together to stop this gross malfeasance of justice, and it's exactly that. It seems those that are in power in law aren't putting forth the law properly. And this is why I was speaking before about crime becoming rampant and the court system running amok and being guilty until proven innocent. It's all being locked up, folks. And it's being locked up against you, your children, generations to come. Who ever thought it would ever come to this? I'll bet you no one. I know I didn't. We've got a caller calling in. Let's see what they have to say, and let's go ahead and hear them. All righty.
Hello?
All right, caller. You've got Nada with Mango. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, I've
got a question today.
Yeah, you were talking about the problems, I think, with children.
Yeah.
Today?
Yes.
Well, you know, back in 1968, I had a family of friends who had a little boy, a very well-mannered little boy, and one day they were in a restaurant here in Albuquerque, and the little boy started acting up, so the mother took him in the bathroom and spanked him. Some lady at that point in time walked in the bathroom, turned right back around, called CPS, and said she was abusing him, and they lost the kid over that. And it tore up their marriage. And when I got called in by CPS on that, they asked me what I thought about it. And I said, well, for one thing, I think that what's going to happen is you guys are going to go way too damn far. You're taking the rights away from the parents. He said, oh, that'll never happen. I said, it's going to happen. And it has happened.
And it will continue to happen.
Yes, and it will continue to happen until the parents decide, now, wait a minute, government doesn't teach my kids, I do.
Correct. Where does the government, where do judges, where do social workers and governmental agencies have the right to tell parents how to bring their children up? If you need to spank your child, you have the right to spank your child to put them in check. Now, there are people out there that will report, unfortunately, and CPS or family services in that state and every other state takes advantage of that call. They make that person anonymous. They will not allow you to face your accuser, and they will still kick in that door with the sheriffs, with or without a warrant, and take that child when they deem it necessary for themselves. It's not in the best interest of that child, though that's what they're trying to tell everybody else, what's in the best interest of that child. Well,
now,
Robert, I thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
We've got about a minute and 37 seconds left,
yep.
And I want to thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Sounded good so far.
All right. I love that. Sounded good so far. Well, listen, people, I want to thank you for joining me today. And join me next week when we will go through yet a few more things. I think we will tackle on the 1997 ASFA Act, the Adoption Safe Families Act. We will talk more about that. And, Mr. President, if you're listening, I am here. I am waiting for you, and I want to speak with you. Absolutely. Thank you all so much. Remember, reach out to me at nadawithmango@gmail.com, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you for joining me, and have a great week.